Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Joe.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
What's up, goddamn? You know that weed be fucking me up, but I can't help it. But check game. I've had a fucking great new year. I can't even believe it. I didn't think it was gonna be anything like it's been. 2020 was just, you know, I didn't do bad because, you know, my program is not really allowing me to do bad. People want to fuck with my shit, whether it's raining or whatever. But it might not even be my shit. It's probably my school, because that's what really did it. I got a big old group this semester. A big damn group. And I'm saying, I just feel marvelous about it. But let's get into tonight, because tonight I want to talk about integrity. Integrity is real. I ain't talking about integrity in business deals. You need that too, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about integrity when you have to show a woman. Integrity in how you are, what your thought processes are, you know. Otherwise, you want to show that woman all your good points. When you're talking to her, I'm not saying you gotta say, "Hey, look, watch this." Nah, you just do things that are obvious. I know you guys might wonder, and if not, I'm gonna tell you why. I have so much to talk about every week. I mean, shit that ain't fluff. I don't be bullshitting you, and I'm not finna tell you some lies so you can listen to me. And I know you don't want to waste your time consuming bullshit from me. And I got too much integrity to bring it to you. Otherwise, integrity is how you feel about what you're representing. Now, integrity could mean a lot of different things, because it's English. But what we're talking about is what I just explained. Now, I have all this shit to talk because I ain't lying. I'm not faking. I'm not trying to make you believe some bullshit. I have a true commitment to you. And I have a true commitment to the life I love. I have unlimited shit to talk about, and you'll notice I talk about different shit on each broadcast. I don't care how many broadcasts that I do. And it's really because I have an enormous amount of integrity. Now, remember, that's what we're talking about tonight. And what I'm saying is I boast about being and having a gift of gab, if that's the case. And what I'm saying is the proof is in the pudding. You know, I fucking do this show, been doing it for years. I be on Facebook talking shit. Well, I don't be on Facebook no more. But I used to be on Facebook talking hella shit. I do all them videos every goddamn day. And what I'm saying is my shit is, you know, different. The themes may be the same, but I say a lot of shit. So my point is because my integrity will not allow me not to have something to say. Now, you got to stick with me on this word integrity, because I'm sure, you know, integrity means whatever it means to you. but it really means something. Now, the reason I have a lot of integrity is because I'm real about shit, and I know I talk a lot of shit. You can't be a motherfucker that don't have no integrity if you talk a lot of shit, because some people gonna challenge your shit, and if you let them tear you down to where you got to retract some of what you said, then your integrity is shot, as far as I'm concerned. I know about integrity, and I'm going to share with you what I learned about it. And that's what's so dope about me. The game of life and the game of having women, both are a combination of commitment and integrity. Otherwise, what's the use of making commitments if you don't have the integrity to follow them through? I'm saying little things that are important that you don't really think about is why I kick it. These two things go hand in hand when it comes to representing a higher level of understanding. Excuse me. You must see. You got to see it. And you got to accept this shit that I'm going to say. And whether you do or not will not affect me in any way, but it will affect you. I got an obligation. I have an obligation to check you guys. And your emotions don't register to me, so you can get upset about what I'm saying. And to me, if you're listening to me and I hurt your feelings, good. I'm glad I did, because you shouldn't even be listening to me if you got some feelings like that. If you can't control your feelings and what you let next to them, then you got to be a private person. That's why a lot of you guys just feel strong on the computer, because you're hiding. You're not being real. You don't want to call in. You don't want to do anything but pretend to be listening and getting game. But I know there's some motherfuckers out there that's really getting game from what I'm saying. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that be calling in, getting on the line and sitting there, don't be saying shit for whatever reason. I don't know. I just know you can't wear your feelings on the tip of your shoes in this crowded ass world. Because every time your toes get stepped on, your feelings gonna get hurt. Shit. Once you allow your feelings to get involved, your emotions enter the picture. And all the goddamn things you profess to be becomes irrelevant, and you're going to lose what little integrity you have, because you're going to be emotional. Integrity to a motherfucker like me is like gasoline to a car. Without gas in the car, it ain't going to run. Without integrity, I can't exist. It's just like that with integrity. If you don't have any, you will never be a real man, because you lack the fuel to get you to the finish line. Now, I got to point out here that it's only like this if you're willing to accept what integrity means to you. There is the dictionary, the definition. There is the dictionary definition, and there's the street definition. I'm more concerned with the dictionary's definition. In the dictionary, it means the quality of possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral principles and professional standards. Now, that's integrity. What I'm saying is, your integrity is based on having and strongly standing to it, whatever it is, because of your principles, your moral principles, and your professional standards. It begins the definition with the words equality. Right there, you should be aware that there ain't going to be many who are in possession of integrity. Because you don't, I mean, maybe you're one of those dudes that have a lot of quality friends. But I know for a fact there's not many dudes who have any real qualities about them. Their only quality is that they're your friend. You see, right here is where most of you begin faking. Because none of you know what quality really means. You just think you do. So before I go on, you need to know what quality means and how we going to use it in this conversation. Quality means exceeding the general standard or a general grade of something. Now, in you or in another man, how would you recognize the qualities? I know you'd wonder why you would even want to recognize the qualities in another man. He ain't gay. And I told you my male confidence course, and it shows you much more than I'm going to tell you about it right now. But it shows you how and why you need to develop the correct type of confidence if you want to win in this world, especially the dating game. That course teaches you that if you have integrity, it is required of you to see and appreciate integrity whenever you see it in another man or a woman. If you can't appreciate the integrity you're seeing in this other cat, you're not fully aware of the integrity you have because you're insecure. Now, in order to appreciate another motherfucker, you got to know what it is that you're trying to see and recognize. Immediately, you should see you have to be a cut above the rest to even be concerned with integrity. The definition goes on to say possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral principles or professional standards. You cannot have principles if you are not aware of who you are. And you cannot have the confidence to show that you know yourself. All of this is key parts of integrity. The integrity you imply that you have when you speak is one of the main reasons your conversation don't go anywhere when you out. One of the best things about my course is it'll make you identify all the things I speak on with tangible exercises you can see and use to understand them. Women can feel or they can easily see that you don't have a backbone. As soon as they speak to you, the way you sound, the way you come at them, they're going to be able to see if you got a backbone. It's going to be in your voice. And it gives away where you stand in the morals arena. That's why at SFU, we learn voice control. We learned how, if we got a southern accent, we learned how to use that southern accent to our benefit. We ain't gonna say, kill that southern accent, man. No, motherfucker, bitches like niggas from the south. You just gotta know how to talk with that southern accent. In these days and times, women judge whether or not you have a gold car. They judge whether or not you'd be good for dinner or shopping or whether or not they can get some fast cash from you. It ain't their fault. It's society. That's the way society is. You see right now, integrity, morals. You see Donald Trump don't have any. And I ain't saying this because I don't like him. I'm saying this because if you look at what he's doing right now, he's saying he won the election, even though where he say he got cheated at, they didn't recount that shit 5 or 6 times, and he's lost. And he's very serious about wanting to get a second term, but He won't bring any proof. If there's any proof, just bring it. And let the mother, you might get to be president again. Fool, why are you saying there's evidence? There's plenty of evidence, but you don't bring none. Now, you could sit here and debate that. I don't want to debate it. I'm saying, what motherfucker with any integrity would sit up and say some goddamn shit like he's saying, and then don't bring nothing to support it? 60 times. 60 different judges. Plus the Supreme Court. All, they all asking, man, just show me some evidence. And none of his lawyers did. And let me tell you something. His lawyers never said anything like the election was a fraud in court. They never said that. Why? Because if they did, they'd be lying because they couldn't prove it. Then they'd get censured and get their goddamn license took. So they're just arguing in theory, which is nothing. Why did all the other Republicans that won get treated fairly and only the president didn't? Otherwise, if the election was fucked up, everybody that won, they lost. We got to do it again. But no, just this one. Come on, man. Be real. I ain't really talking about be real about Trump. Be real about what come out your goddamn mouth. You don't want to say some shit and then get clearly see that you lying. So we just going to go a little deeper about how to represent having integrity. I don't know if you knew this or not, but when you wake up in the morning, do you claim the day? Do you say anything to yourself about what's going to happen? I mean, something like today is my day. And if it ain't, I'm going to turn it into my day. Now, I don't get up and say that. But I get up and say something. Man, nigga got to get busy today. I say something. Because you have to motivate yourself. Ain't nothing promised to you. Ain't nothing given to you. Email me if you got something to say and you're too goddamn scared to pick up the phone or punch one. AskRosewood@gmail.com, you know. One of these times when I'll be kicking it, you're going to realize that I am not trying to do nothing but increase your ability to represent you. I talk about me because I don't even know you, so how the fuck can I talk about you? But you know you. And all y'all want to do is talk about me. Brothers, but you cool, man. Woo-woo, but I love you. Man, fuck that, man. What's going on with y'all? Being a motherfucking alpha male or trying to be one can be defeating if you let it defeat you. For instance, if you had a chance to win $100 and you won $1, wouldn't you feel like you lost? I'm just saying. Alpha motherfuckers, they supposed to see this kind of shit. And how a motherfucking alpha motherfucker gonna handle it, come up with ways to be winning. And it ain't really no doubt about it. You got $1 more than you started with. It ain't what you wanted. But shit. When I was down, I'm telling you, I used to speak to 100 women weekly. Most of them I didn't even follow up on with no sentences. I just conceded, you know, I just want to be getting at bitches. But they didn't want to fuck with me, so, you know, I ain't trying to talk to nobody. Don't want to talk to me. But by the end of the week, when I had ran through that 100 women, and I had got 100 no's or 100 fuck yous and shit, I felt I had accomplished something real fly. Because I felt like, because of my integrity, if I didn't have integrity and feel obligated to do what I say and do what I know real niggas do, I might just say that I'll speak to 100 women. and have no intentions on doing it. Tell me you don't know motherfuckers like that. I don't do that shit. I don't look at how hard it's going to be to speak to 100 bitches. The only thing that's important is that I know no matter how many bitches turn me down, it's really they lost. Shit, because I'm a monster. And I think it's partly because of the integrity I possess. And over the years, I've developed a guard that protects me against slipping when it comes to my integrity. I just always check my integrity. It's a natural thing. Whenever I answer a question, even when I ask the question, what I'm expecting her to say is going along with my integrity, what I think. Because I don't want to come out of my motherfucking lane and do or talk to no goddamn bitch. And what you motherfuckers don't understand is that the women of the day got a lot of baggage. And you gonna carry that shit with your lack of integrity. Soon as she noticed that shit, and it's this easy for me to show you that you have no integrity. You're sitting and you're talking to this woman and you say, you don't have time to play games. Look, baby, I don't have time to play games. Now, right there, you didn't put your integrity on Front Street. Because if you don't have time to play games, you won't. So, you sit there and you talk, and the bitch ain't really giving you the action you want. But you just sit there and try to get it. She already know you have no integrity. Because you should have stood up and left. You should have stood up and did what you said, represented, look, I ain't got time for games, baby, I'm gone. And she got to say, hey, wait, don't go. Well, you got to stop, you know, talking or whatever. Whatever was bothering you. So what I'm saying is integrity comes into play whenever you make a committed statement. Any type of committed statement. When you say you don't fuck with out-of-pocket bitches and you go in the strip club throwing your 10s and 20s at bitches, it ain't nothing but a trick. Anytime you use money to attract a fucking woman, especially for sexual favors, you a damn trick. Rich or not, you're a fucking trick. All those bitches that scoop those 20s up see you as a good paying trick. Come lay on you and all that bullshit and get them to go lay on another mother. Bitch, you ain't even wash your hands or nothing. Man, so goddamn what? You got your fucking dick sucked or you fucked. Ain't that what tricks do when they pay? Shit. So even if you think you a baller, then you don't feel as if you a trick. You certainly pay first. Before you get to do anything, don't you? Except for maybe she'll come sit on your lap and tease your ass so she can get you to go to the back or whatever. Integrity would prevent you from even wanting a woman to see you in that light. Just like everything else with you motherfuckers, I know you're going to make a reason or some kind of justification for that sucker shit you doing. I know you guys check the dancers out, check their credentials, and you know that she don't have no nigga at home counting that dough you left with the bitch. You motherfuckers are so funny. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that shit and see don't you laugh. If you take the time to check out what you motherfuckers are actually showing women, you wouldn't have to be roasted to learn what to do. You done made it so difficult for you to be real and catch that you almost have no alternative but to be a sucker. That's why not many of you motherfucking so-called men are really men at all. You're just grown males. Don't get them all impressed that I ain't really trying to insult you. I'm here as your big brother, and I'm punching you in the chest. Because without integrity, you ain't going to get a bitch, and you ain't gonna get shit. Even if you accept what I'm saying, you ain't going to do nothing about it. You guys are, you know, you think I'm talking shit, but I'm not. Because I learned all I'm talking about at Sidewalk University. All those motherfuckers in there are you. And they all do exactly what the fuck I'm saying. Tell themselves lies about what they're going to do, procrastinate, you know, don't have no integrity. You just say shit because they heard it. You know, man, come on. We eliminate all that bullshit at Sidewalk University. Them motherfuckers come out there better than men. I don't be fucking with trying to turn nobody into no pimp. Shit. I could give a damn if any of you motherfuckers get any confidence. But that just wouldn't be me. So I challenge all you motherfuckers. I bet now one of y'all will go home and spit any of the shit that you didn't heard me talking. Because you're all afraid of how that woman going to deal with your response. Or what her response going to be and how you going to deal with her response. I'm just telling you, man. All of you are guilty of the same shit. When it comes to women, you go out and make claims that you have no intentions of meeting or even trying to accomplish. And what do the women see? They see suckers. That's what they see. And they think they can get over on you. I know, them bitches tried with me. Bitches, you crazy. Immediately. You must be blind in one eye and can't see very well out the other one. Because if you don't recognize, I don't give a fuck if I got on a t-shirt and some slippers and whatever. I'm Bud, bitch. Don't come up in your mouth talking bitches. You come up, dude, bitch, please. Get out my motherfucking car calling me dude. Being slapped you. Motherfucking bitches don't get to do that shit with me. Not twice. They might do it once. Then they getting out. Because I don't play that shit. I ain't letting them motherfuckers get whatever. I call it out of line. Not out of line, you know, mouthing off. But out of line, coming out of the realm of a woman. Ain't no woman going to be talking about dude. Especially no feminine woman. Why would a woman want to be with a dude who will take the hard-earned money he made and spend it on another bitch who's paying another nigga with it? Come on, man. Man, my woman know it's cool. She know I go to the strip club. Well, you better believe me. Your woman doing something to compensate. Because if she know you going to the strip club, I know goddamn well she don't think you just sitting there drinking punch. Shit. When you ride in your car and you listen to that goddamn bullshit about women, these sucker fucking rappers be spitting, and you be bobbing your head to that shit, she be seeing punk in you. Especially if you singing that shit. Real alpha motherfuckers have music rolling. Preferably jazz. But it don't have to be. But it be some music. And it be that so that these motherfucking bitches can talk, or at least hear you talk. And if I was with a broad, and she heard that song where that dude be saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. If that bitch even looked like she wanted to bob her motherfucking head to that goddamn shit, I'm putting her ass out. I ain't taking that insult. It ain't tricking if you got it. Now, for your information, do any of you know everything, Google everything, motherfuckers know of a trick that don't have it? Shit. How you gonna be a trick unless you have it? Boy, you guys slow. You can't insult my fucking integrity in any fashion. I ain't standing for it. I'm putting the hog to it and to any kind of goddamn insult a bitch have for me. She might not mean insulting things, but if it's insulting to me, bitch, you talking about it ain't tricking if you got it and you bobbing your head to that bitch. Get out of my motherfucking car. What the fuck want to be with a bitch say some shit like that? Each and every one of you out there listening needs to adopt this philosophy. I'll go as far as to get a bitch $25 to get a cab or a Uber or whatever to get the fuck out. I ain't willing to allow no motherfucking woman to disrespect me, and that bitch gotta know saying that shit is disrespectful. But how she gonna know that when the motherfucker done got $1 million off a song he made saying it? And niggas running around with bitches in the car they playing and loud with their windows down. It didn't get out of whack overnight, so it ain't gonna get right overnight. But what will happen is those few women who you do check will be with their friends, and they will check their girlfriends when their girlfriends get out of pocket. But if you don't never start checking no goddamn bitches, this shit ain't gonna never happen. It all starts and ends with you and your principles. You gotta have some principles about what you will or will not stand for. And I ain't standing for shit for my women or any fucking woman who I'm speaking with, even if she ain't my woman. I charge it to me and my integrity, and I get respect from every woman I speak to, even if that bitch don't like me. I just did a show the other night, and I was talking, and bitch talking that shit. Well, don't you think what you represent has a negative influence on the black race, make people see the bitch. No matter what, if I was an astronaut, first motherfucker on the moon, these same peckerwoods that don't like pimps wouldn't like me then because I'm a nigga. Period. I ain't gonna never not be a nigga, so fuck no, I don't think being a pimp puts some kind of negativity on black people. Fucking bitch. Man, I went off on that bitch. And you know what that bitch said? She said, you know what? I respect you for telling me exactly what you think because you actually forced me to see another side of it. I looked at that bitch. I said, you fine too. See, you fuck around and like me. Bitch started laughing. But what I'm saying, ain't no sense of me being mad. She didn't say that. You got to be fast like that, man, and switch up. Because I was going to go off on that bitch until she said that. No. What I'm saying is, even if I don't get no action, I get respect. And when a woman who normally don't show men much respect is faced with a motherfucker like me, she going to show respect out of pure admiration of a motherfucker commanding his props. And you notice, I didn't say demanding his props. I said commanding. Meaning, the big difference is you have to verbally demand, bitch, you better respect me, or you got to force your wishes to be complied with when someone's in your presence. But without speaking a word about respecting me, shit, that bitch automatically respect. And she said that I respect the fact that you were so straightforward with me. And I said, I told that bitch I might like her. I told her some shit. Now you guys got to understand, the only way to get to the next level of being a man is to develop the confidence that you're lacking. And you can't lose with my course. You got to go to my site, check out the different things available that's going to assist you. Now, even though none of you motherfuckers is calling in or nothing, you know I don't force you to call in, and I ain't got to talk to you. We ain't over time. I'm damn near ready to be through. So I'm going to leave you with this nugget. Integrity is a staple you have to have, just like bread and water and air. It has to be taken on the road when you go. just as your overnight bag is. Integrity is the one thing that you can count on to promote you staying the course of a true man. That is, if you have any. So with that, fellas, unless you have something to ask, which I doubt, and I ain't mad at you for it, I'm happy. It's a new year. My school is doing good. Well, I only had one day, so I don't know if it's really doing good. But it was hella motherfuckers there. Yesterday was the first day of the new semester. So all I could do is wait and see. But in the meantime, I hope you review this little shit I'm talking about, because integrity is very important. Integrity is missing in you guys. You don't care. Some things you got to care about, fellas. All right, I'm gone.